Let's turn now to a story out of Mexico. Recently, a priest was found murdered in Puebla State, a horrible incident that feels like a horrible trend in Mexico. Since 2013, 11 priests have been killed there. The World's Monica Campbell reports from the Mexican state of Guerrero.
Father Oscar Prudenciano Gonzalez begins his Sunday Mass with a blessing that'd be out of place in most parts of the world.
Decimos juntos, Señor Jesús, tú eres nuestra paz. Mira nuestra patria dañada por la violencia.
It's a blessing for the 20 or so people gathered at the front of the church. They're young and old, moms, sisters, dads. Many hold machetes and wear hiking boots.
Hoy precisamente van a iniciar una nueva búsqueda en algunos cerros de aquí de la ciudad.
Father Oscar says that today, these people will go dig in the hills, searching for relatives who've disappeared. Pray for them. He says he must offer his support.
Me pide aquí a la parroquia que si podría yo anunciar en las misas.
They asked me to talk about their searches, he says, so that others come out and look for their relatives too. But this simple blessing comes with a risk. We're in Guerrero, Mexico's most violent state, riddled with drug crime. And we're in the small city of Iguala, where 43 students vanished last year. Father Oscar knows his blessing and public solidarity with the families can put him in conflict with criminals.
Miedo siempre hemos tenido todos, ¿no?
Pero la necesidad, he says, fear, we all have that. But the needs of these people to find their loved ones, that's bigger than fear. But the threats against priests in Mexico are real. 11 have been killed here since 2012, making Mexico the most dangerous place for Catholic priests in the world. Omar Sotelo, a priest in Mexico City, tracks the violence.
La violencia que se ejerció contra ellos es extrema. La manera en como se ha ejercido el asesinato.
Many of the priest murders are unsolved, but he says they all have this in common: extreme violence, torture, kidnapping, high-powered guns, the signature of drug gangs. I ask Sotelo, why more deaths? What's changed? There's not a single answer, but he says the activist role that some priests play puts them on the front line.
Por defender a otras personas, principalmente migrantes, principalmente que no haya trasiego en los.
They're defending migrants. They're against drug trafficking, he says. And the priests know who's doing it. The criminals see that as a threat. And church leaders in Mexico, what are they doing? Sotelo says they've been quiet so far, at a loss maybe to confront the violence. But when Pope Francis comes to Mexico early next year, it's sure to be on the agenda. Back in Guerrero, Father Oscar knows the dangers. He's had a gun pointed at him, been caught in the crossfire of rival drug gangs.
Les han sacado dinero, a otros los han secuestrado.
He says other priests have been robbed, kidnapped, killed, so he takes precautions.
No salir también en la noche.
He doesn't go out after dark. He lets other priests know his whereabouts. He says it's a new chapter for priests in Mexico.
Bueno, había un respeto hacia el sacerdote. Hoy como que ese respeto se va perdiendo.
Respect for priests is being lost, he says. Now we're just like anyone else. At the same time, he can also find himself interacting intimately with the criminals themselves when they come to confession.
Un joven que venía, que él había matado gente.
He remembers one young man in a gang who said he'd killed people. He was filled with rage and regret.
¿Actuaste contra tu voluntad? ¿Por qué lo haces?
He tells these men not to kill. They say they're obligated. It's their job. So Father Oscar is in this precarious spot, wanting to help, listen to people from all sides of Mexico's troubles, from grieving parents to criminals. And for those up in the hills, digging for lost loved ones, the church gives them strength. Margarito Soriano is looking for his son, Mario, 38, who went missing 4 years ago.
Esa bendición, pues es pues la creencia de que Dios.
He says Father Oscar's blessing means God is with them, leading them by the hand as they search. Today, thanks to an anonymous tip, the group heads to a dense, thorny area. They see a spot where the dirt has been moved. They dig and find a single bone.
Está amarrado. Amarran a nuestros familiares de los pies.
There's rope around the bone, one of the men says. The person buried was tied up. The group puts dirt back over the site, marks it with a red flag, and hopes the authorities will follow up and identify the remains. Then the families pray. And they'll do it all again soon, meeting on Sundays at the church, shovels in hand, and a blessing before they go. For the world, I'm Monica Campbell, Iguala, Mexico.